Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening to the recording in a later day, Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, October 26, 2024, this is our part two of our new lesson entitled, Why Weepest Thou, of our chapter 82 in our book, The Desire of Ages. This is our lesson 420. I hope and pray everyone one can see presentation in the room. As we have just shared, you are going to sing again, dear brother, to share the tiny part of things. I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread this way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him be than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask our little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open their section with God. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath to keep it holy 6 days, Saturday labor, and do all thy work in the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people who are sick and not sick, and the people who are not sick and can join us back on the Sabbath. And the sick people, they can get nice rest and join the Sabbath when they feel like they want to. And no matter what, known and unknown, please protect the Sabbath words that were brought I'll tell her in the Sabbath prayers. And this is what I pray. And please accept the little ones' songs. Songs that the little ones make. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise God that you're feeling much better. It is time to hear our story time for the little ones. And we are in part 3, which is the last part of this chapter 21 entitled Before Herod. And we are going to let our dear brother to share these two last parts.
The Bible verses for our lesson is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23. And today it's verse 11. King James Version margin. Jesus before Herod. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught. That is, they made fun of him and mocked him and arrayed him or dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. He said, "You king?" They said, "Here, we'll put a king's color of garment on you." And then the soldiers made fun of him and did all sorts of bad things. As the wicked king saw Jesus accepting all this indignity and silence, he was moved with a sudden fear that this was no common man before him. He was perplexed with the thought that this prisoner might be a heavenly being come down to the earth. Wow. Herod dared not ratify the condemnation of Jesus. He wished to relieve himself from a terrible responsibility, so he sent the Savior back to Pilate. He said, "We'll let Pilate put this one on him. I won't be responsible for sentencing this man to death. It doesn't look to me like he's a criminal. And if Pilate wants to do it, well, that's up to him, and that's not on my shoulders." This story was taken from the story of Jesus, page 131.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to find out a little bit of the detail, as our dear brother will share in our review section. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing this part 3, which is the last part of our lesson, entitled Before Herod, in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place on November 2nd. 2024. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. This is the time that we and the parents and the little ones are going to be enjoying precious lesson from God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, everyone, for our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Here, today's lesson, we will be sharing our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4. Lesson 4, a sermon. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, and for great is your reward in heaven, for so today we will be looking through nature, and today's lesson is lesson 4, Fear of the World. In memory verse was Matthew 5:10, King James Version, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Character quality, self-control versus self-indulgence. Self-control is control of one's emotions, desires, or actions by one's own will, being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Nature, deer of the world. Deer are the only mammals with bones called antlers on their heads. Antlers are different from horns. They are strong, hard layers of skin with a bony core. In most kinds of deer, only the males have antlers, but in caribou and reindeer, the males and females have antlers. These antlers can help protect the deer from predators like wolves, coyotes, and cougars. Deer are the most common land mammals and are known for their running abilities. Christians are known for their self-control when tempted by the predator, Satan. And a member of the deer family is the moose, which is in the picture on the right. And it gives a small info concerning him. So his male moose may grow 7.5 feet or 2.3 meters tall at the shoulders and weigh 1,800 pounds or 816 kilograms. There are more than 60 kinds of deer, which includes caribou, elk, marsh deer, moose, mule deer, musk deer, and reindeer. Deer live all over the world, in hot, dry deserts, the cold Arctic Circle, but most live in prairies, swamps, or woodlands. Deer come in all sizes. The moose of North America is the largest deer in the world, while the kudu of South America is the smallest. Usually male deer are called bucks, while male caribou, elk, and moose are called bulls. And red deer are called stags or harts. Most female deer are called does. Female caribou, elk, and moose are called cows. And female red deer are called hinds. Most young deer are called fawns, but the young caribou, elk, and moose are known as calves. God's people are called meek, merciful, pure heart, and peacemakers. Here are reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for deer you should be able to identify them. 2, you also feel do research to find deer yourself if you don't have a guidebook. 2, while out walking in the woods, if you live in an area where there are deer, you might find an antler lying on the ground that you could observe. 3, kudu are about 1 foot or 30 centimeters tall at the shoulders and weigh about 20 pounds or 9 kilograms. Find a picture of this deer from South America. Other deer that live in Central and South America besides the kudu are marsh deer, rocket deer, pampas deer, and humul. In 4, use an encyclopedia. Look up the word deer and see the many different ones that belong to that family of mammals. 5, for individual activity, stories, and poems, use the booklet to tell children's Bible activity, stories, and poems for this quarter. 6, say a memory verse. And here are the remind things you can do while you remember the lesson. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, when facing trials by others while doing your work, remember Matthew 5:10-12. 3, practice self-control, speak calmly, and be willing to serve your other family members. Remarkable parent food. Now, as in former ages, the presentation of a truth that reproves the sins and errors of the times will excite opposition. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John 3:20. As men see that they cannot maintain their position by the scriptures, may determine to maintain it at all hazards, and with a malicious spirit they assail the character and motives of those who stand in defense of unpopular truth. It is the same policy which has been pursued in all ages. Elijah was declared to be a troubler in Israel. Jeremiah, a traitor, or Paul, a polluter of the temple. From that day to this, those who would be loyal to truth have been denounced as seditious, heretical, or schismatic. Multitudes who are too unbelieving to accept the sure word of prophecy will see with unquestioning credulity and accusation against those who dare to reprove fashionable sins. This spirit will increase more and more. And the Bible plainly teaches that a time is approaching when the laws of the state will so conflict with the law of God that whosoever would obey all the divine precepts must brave reproach and punishment as an evildoer. The Great Controversy, pages 458-459. Share nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Our dear sisters Joan and Michelle are sharing their experience in nature. Over here in these two pictures, we're seeing in the fire plants and the small flowers above those on the top. They're not there. Yeah. And continue our dear Sessler's fall season scenery. And we will end with our dear sister Cecilia's amazing captures of hers with another photo of this lake, which is probably close to Beaver Creek. Next, our dear sister Christine and family are sharing in nature's forces during a storm. We see these pictures during on a stormy night. Probably near their homes, a bolt of lightning is striking in the distance. And continue with our dear sister Christine and family's experience capture of nature. We see more whirling bolts, but striking around the sky and across the horizon. Next, our dear sister Cericia will share her bird sign of a brown bat mockingbird. Sister Cece, would you like to share experience from these photos?
Sure. Sabbath blessings, everyone. So these pictures we had captured in the backyard, again, of this bird, and they were just so close to us. And actually, just did still for the picture. So they were beautiful to see. In the backyard, there's a garden area. You could see here a squash vine running up on the fence under the tree where the birds were sitting. We also had some okra plants. If you see on the picture on the right side, you don't see the leaves, but you just see the one okra plant pointing up right next to the bird that we captured there. And it's so funny because I was looking past it the whole time, looking at the bird. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, is that an okra? And it's it was. I went over and I saw it. There was the one left on the tree. So it was a blessing, to see the birds and the okra and all the other things that was in the backyard. This one here is a farm that we went to for Haley's school trip. This farm was a pretty big one, and we went through the corn maze. and we were able to see a lot of little areas here. We see some pine trees, some evergreen trees we saw here. And on the side, I think there were like strawberry plants here, a whole field of them, peach trees and things like that. Of course, it's out of season right now, so we didn't get to see the actual fruit, but it was a blessing to be able to still partake of seeing these things. And this is a picture that we took from the top view of the corn maze. I'm going to turn it over to Haley so that she can tell about her experience in the corn maze.
Hello, dear ones. My experience of the corn maze was fun because we had a kind of like a race. So like we had to like catch the tractors. So we had to go really quick. So we had a half map and we had to find the end of the corn maze until we found the flags that leads us to our key to find the next checkpoint to get to the end of the experience. So the checkpoint is right here on, there's the flag and the checkpoint is right there, so we had to keep finding them until we got to checkpoint 12. It was a really beautiful sunset as well. So we had gone through the corn maze. There was a lot of turns and it was really fun because I got to go through the corn maze with some of my friends. We got lost a little bit, but we kept trying and trying and we didn't stop.
Amen. And we went through the corn maze and we thought we could, because it was so many corns on the tree, and we were kind of disappointed that we couldn't take any of the corn home to make like soup or salad or anything like that. It came to our understanding that these corns were only raised for the purpose of the corn maze, which was a little bit sad to us, but it was still a blessing to still behold, like as Haley mentioned, the beautiful sunlight, the trees, and just the open air. When we stood up above, it was just an amazing sight. So we still had a wonderful time and was out in nature, and we praise the Lord for the experience.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family, for sharing all of the pictures and the photos and the experience that y'all have. But I will ask our dear Sessler family, there is the first slide, a plant, and Joshie and I was trying to find, but we didn't get to see what was the name. We had to go in also to Oregon Wild Flowers. This particular one, dear sister or brother, can anybody tell us the name of this particular one? Because I know the fire plant was next, but this one, is this flower of the flower of this particular fire plant? Just a question. Okay, I'm going to continue so we don't hold back, and then I will try to find answer by God's grace by our dear brethren. So remember, little ones, than to be the king of a vast domain, all be hailed in sinless way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world a force today. Sabbath blessing to all out here.
Remnant family.
Our opening song to our theme is a hymn entitled He Lives. We can find it in the book, number 251. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
In all the world around me, I see His love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, all Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal alleluia to Jesus Christ our King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Emily. We are going to ask any of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even any one of our guests to open our family meeting with prayer. May you make your mind to do so, dear one.
Father, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the people that cheer, the people that's not here, but they can come back to the Sabbath. Please protect everybody that I know, and please protect the word that we're going to be learning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from John chapter 20, verse 15, King James Version, and it reads, Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? She, supposing him to be their gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have bore him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, we will continue with our part two of our new lesson entitled, Why Weepest Thou? In our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John 20, verse 13, King James Version. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have led him. John 20, verse 14, King James Version. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and he knew not that it was Jesus.
John chapter 20, verse 16. I'll read for Emma. She's not feeling well, so she's resting. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, and will bubble down and cheer with others.
John 20:17, Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
Isaiah 13, verse 12, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. King James Version.
John 20:18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Today we will cover pages 789 through 790. We are in page 789 for the Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? Maybe unmute your mic to do so.
Continuing the reading. It was Christ himself who had placed those gravestones with such care. When the mighty angel came down to the tomb, he was joined by another who with his company had been keeping guard over the Lord's body. As the angel from heaven rolled away the stone, the other entered the tomb and unbound the wrappings from the body of Jesus. But it was the Savior's hand that folded each and laid it in its place. In his sight, who guides alike the star and the atom, there is nothing unimportant. Order and perfection are seen in all his work. And amen. The Desire of Ages, page 789, paragraph 3.
Amen. It is amazing, isn't it, dear ones? I would like to share this particular scripture song. It tells you in detail who is the one that folded those gray clothes. This one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verses 6 through 9, margin, taken from Scripture Song Singer, but in the section Pillars of Faith of a Memory Verse CD.
Thank you.
So little ones, when you get up from the bed early in the morning, it seems to be very heavy that you do not want to do your chore. Just remember your Savior. He got up from that sleep bed and he folded neatly. So just remember that and he maybe will give you enough encouragement to do so. Okay? So let us continue in the Desire Ages. This is page 789. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 789. Mary had followed John and Peter to the tomb. When they returned to Jerusalem, she remained. As she looked into the empty tomb, grief filled her heart. Looking in, she saw the two angels, one at the head and the other at the foot, where Jesus had lain. Woman, why weepest thou? They asked her. Because they have taken away my Lord, she answered, and I know not where they have laid him. Desire of Ages, page 789, paragraph 4.
Then she returned away, even from the angels, thinking that she must find someone who could tell her what had been done with the body of Jesus. Another voice addressed her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Woman, whom seekest thou? Thou, through her tear-dimmed eyes, Mary saw the form of a man, and thinking that it was the gardener, she said, Sir, if thou have borne him, then hence tell me where thou had led him." Next slide, please. Continuing, "And I will take him away if this rich man's tomb was thought too honorable and burial place for Jesus, she herself would provide a place for him. There was a grave that Christ's own voice had made vacant. The grave where Lazarus had lain, might she not there find a burial place for her Lord? She felt that to care for his precious crucified body would be a great consolation to her in her grief. Desire of Ages, page 790, paragraph 1.
And continuing, "But now in his own familiar voice, Jesus said to her, Mary. Now she knew that it was not a stranger who was addressing her, and turned, she saw before her the living Christ. In her joy, she forgot that he had been crucified, sprang toward him as if to embrace his feet. She said, Rabboni." Next slide, please.
Go ahead, dear Brother Joel. I'll bubble down for you.
Continuing, but Christ raised his hand, saying, Detain me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but I go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, and to my God, and your God. And Mary went her way to the disciples with the joyful message. Desire of Ages, page 790, paragraph.
Jesus refused to receive Jehovah's Witness people until he had the assurance that his sacrifice was accepted by his Father, by the God. He ascended to the heavenly courts, and from God himself heard the assurance that his atonement for the sins of men had been accomplished. That through his Jesus refused to receive the homage of his people until he had the assurance that his sacrifice was accepted by the Father. He ascended to heaven. The heavenly court, and from God himself heard the assurance that his atonement for the sin of men had been accomplished.
Okay, they said they still couldn't hear you. Oh. Can you all hear? Testing.
We can hear you because you're directly in front of it, but because she's away. Yeah.
So I'm going to move.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me put it.
I'm sorry. Okay. Desire Ages 790. Jesus refused to receive the homage of his people until he had assurance that his sacrifice was accepted by the Father. As he ascended to the heavenly court and from God himself heard the assurance that his atonement for the sin of men had been ampler, that through his blood all might gain eternal life. Amen. The Father rectified the covenant made with Christ. Next slide, please.
Thank you, Senator. We are still in Desire Ages, page 790. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing, that he would receive repentant and obedient men, and would love them even as he loves his son. Christ was to complete his work and fulfill his pledge to make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than a golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah 13:12. All power in heaven and on earth was given to the Prince of Life, and he returned to his followers in a world of sin, that he might impart to them of his power and glory. Desire of Ages, page 790, paragraph 3.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister, and welcome back. We missed you very much. I'm just going to read the scripture in the very bottom of the slide. It taken from Matthew 28:18, King James Version. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, and this is taken from that particular quote from Matthew chapter 28 verses 18, but this is through 20 margin. This was taken from freescripturesong.org from the Hitchcock Family Ministry memory verse.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Dear ones, we are still in page 790. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 790. While the Savior was in God's presence, receiving gifts for his church, the disciples thought upon his empty tomb and mourned and wept. The day that was a day of rejoicing to all heaven was to the disciples a day of uncertainty, confusion, and perplexity. Their unbelief in the testimony of the women gives evidence of how low their faith is. Next slide, please. And I'll let someone else go ahead and read.
God bless everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, have a blessing, my father. Welcome.
Okay, continuing. The news of Christ's resurrection was so different from what they had anticipated that they could not believe it. It was too good to be true, they thought. They had heard so much of the doctrines and the so-called scientific theories of the Sadducees, that the impression made on their minds in regard to the resurrection was vague. They scarcely knew what the resurrection from the dead could mean. They were unable It's blocked.
It's okay, Dad. I will pick it up from here if you can see it, because I know you're using the phone. The last sentence is, they were unable to take in the great subject. This I have ages, page 790, paragraph 4.
Thank you, my child.
Thank you, my father. Dear ones, let's learn our beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 from the King James Version. This was taken from the Desire of All Nations, volume 3, memory verse CD. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our lesson. We are going to hold all the questions till we meet again for a review section of part 2 of our chapter entitled, Why We Pissed Down. If you have any other questions besides this part 2 or even in part 1, and if it needs research, dear ones, you can send it beforehand. If not, you can hold it till we meet again. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. If anyone would like to be able to have closing prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so.
May we bow our heads and our knees, or as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. And Father Jesus, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings. We thank you for the little ones and their participation. We pray for our little one, Emma, that she is not feeling well. We pray that you put your healing hand upon her today, and not just her, but everyone that might not be feeling well. We thank you also for the blessing of giving us back our dear brother Rodolfo. We thank you for your mercies and also your miracles. Be with us as we move on to the next parts of the study. We pray, Father Jesus, continuously for your blessing. Be with the speaker, I pray. Bless us continually throughout this day. And thank you again for your blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I would like to also add understand, dear Remnant family, I pray that you may be able to lift our dear Christina and her family in prayer, that they may be able to get deliverance from the circumstance in hand. Father, we pray, dear Lord, that you be able to help the family, dear Lord. Also, thank you for allowing our parents, Father Jesus, to be able to come through according to your divine providence and grace. Extending this to all our dear Remnant family with their family that may be going through something or may be ill or may have trouble. We pray, dear Lord, that you send your blessed presence to them, Father, and may you be with them and give them the strength to be able to go through and also to have this as a testimony to glorify your name, that you always will be near to all your dear children according to your grace and love. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit, Father. We plead in the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And may you continue to be with us during this day, Father Jesus, and to make us learn as much as we can for such a time as this. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Thank you, my child. Thank you for your prayer. Thank everyone that prayed for us, Mom and I, and we are here under the precious blood of the Lord, and we don't need to be doubtful because we know that He stands at all of our side. Praise the Lord by God's grace. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have our part two review of this chapter 82 entitled Why Weepest Thou? And that will take place November 2nd, 2024. I apologize for the little typo that I have. I have to be able to change sometimes the different. No, it's the whenever they have like an apostrophe or anything like that, I kind of change it. But it went in with the number one. I will update it and send it by God's grace. And I apologize, dear ones. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. Believe in the scripture and also a paragraph from our lesson book, The Desire Ages, but this one is in page 307, paragraph 1. And the scripture is from Matthew 5, 14 through 15, and it reads, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house." And the quote reads, "True character is not shaped from without and put on. It radiates from within. If we wish to direct others in the path of righteousness, the principle of righteousness must be enshrined in our own hearts. Our profession of faith may proclaim the theory of religion, but it is our practical piety that holds forth the word of truth." The consistent life, the holy conversation, and the unwavering integrity, the active benevolent spirit, the godly example. These are the mediums through which light is conveyed to the world. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless. I'm sending warm hugs to everyone.